This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's some music we can put to that. What do you say, ladies? Here we go again. There is a song. Here we go again. Here, isn't that Dolly Parton? Here we go again.
That's yeah. No, Here You Come Again, which is a song that you hate every time we play.
Here we come again. All right, well, we are here again and again and again and again. TJB show on the, the article that is most on top of the news this hour. For Tuesday, the 16th of April, tax time in New England. I don't know how many people got their taxes filed. We can talk about that. Jennifer Horn is here to talk. Victoria Keelan is here to talk. Kara Schillen is here to talk. And I want to get in late last night, and I watched part of the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon because I saw Cher was going to be on there. And I'm going to give you my review in a little while. And it's it's all
well,
about
it's going to be terrible. Time.
Well, it is
not not because of Cher, but
no,
because Jimmy Fallon's the worst interviewer on the planet.
Awful. He doesn't know how to shut the blank up.
I know.
And so,
he fangirls so much too.
Oh it's my like, God, it was embarrassing. Yeah. It was just awful. And then I flipped over. Stephen Colbert was crowing about being number one for 5 minutes, and had somebody interview him to talk about how fabulous his program is and. How it's you get pizza for everybody. My God, these people are so self-indulgent. All right, so let's not indulge in ourselves or the other material that's here. Jennifer's going to start us off with fresh, fabulous information. Right, Jen?
It's fresh.
Not fabulous,
fabulous
yeah.
It not is, fabulous. But obviously the biggest story.
There are three or four things that are not good around, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest story is Notre Dame, in my opinion. Mm. Watching that yesterday was almost, it was gut-wrenching. It was heartbreaking. And it took hours for firefighters, I guess 400 firefighters, although it didn't seem, at least from the news coverage, that they were able to make any headway for a very long time. They put the blaze under control at Notre Dame after several hours of firefighting. Architects, officials from France, experts will be spending the rest of the coming week inspecting the site to determine the structural stability of the building. They do believe they were able to save some of it. Obviously, the roof, the spire, some of the building was completely damaged. French President Emmanuel Macron went to Notre Dame on Monday. He vowed that the cathedral would be rebuilt. He said that an international fund would be set up to finance it. The spire of the cathedral totally collapsed as the wooden structure supporting the roof was ravaged by the fire. This is a cathedral that's over 800 years old. It was in the middle of a 20-year renovation project that was considered to be massive. They actually think something going on with the renovation is what caused this fire. A lot of people have come out and said that they were going to help rebuild. It's kind of interesting. There's photos of now the damage, and they show that the cathedral itself is intact, that this beautiful gold cross is still sitting there amidst all, like, just all of the rubble and leftovers of ash from this fire. It's kind of interesting what was saved. Selma Hayek's husband, who is Francois Pinault, I believe is how you say his name, he pledged $113 million overnight to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral after the fire. He announced he'll draw $113 million in funds from his family's investment firm, Artemis, to participate in the effort that will be necessary for the complete reconstruction of Notre Dame. That's pretty incredible when you consider how deeply touched I think a lot of us were as we were watching this and wondering where the fire support was. It took a couple of hours for any water at all to hit these flames.
It's
and
great.
It was devastating that you're watching and you're thinking about all the history.
It's right
that's
next to
inside.
The water. You ever been
right.
there?
Yeah,
right next
of course
to the
it's
same river.
We all have, yeah.
Yeah, but it's right. The water you can spit on the
But well, the problem,
tried.
Though, is
they brought
tried
boats in. And
yeah, they tried all
it
that.
It didn't
it's,
work.
Yeah. Well, it's 230 feet high. They just, even on, like, the big cherry pickers, they were only making it almost halfway up. So it was a unique problem. And access on the non-water side is very limited. And because it is on its own little city island, it's not easy to get to. But some of the aerial footage that we couldn't see watching, I was flipping through all the channels yesterday. It was just so devastating to watch. But now that it's over, there are some aerial shots where it looked like only one part of the roof had burned and collapsed, but you see the entire length of the cathedral. The whole roof was just gone. And it's trying to figure out how much they could save and salvage from the vault. I think really, I don't know if we know that yet, but that's probably, they said some of the treasures that are in Notre Dame include part of the crown of thorns that Jesus was believed to wear,
yeah,
and part of the cross that he was crucified on. I mean, these are priceless artifacts.
Yeah, how do you give that to your insurance adjuster if, God
right.
forbid, something
how do you
like
take
that
it
disappears.
Out of the vault and temporarily right. put it somewhere? You know, it's such a huge undertaking.
Yeah, they were able to remove the crown of thorns. I did read that, and the firefighters were there all night trying to get stuff out, because even if the fire was out, there were still chances of smoke damage or things
yeah.
falling because it was so hot. But,
water
you know,
damage, too.
Anyone who's been inside, it's just the ceiling is iconic with the different arches. And I know when I went, I took tons of pictures, and you look on the inside now, and it's like there's just this whole chunk of the ceiling that's just gone. And it's just, I guess for me personally, I'm thankful I was able to go years ago, that I've been twice, because there are some people who, even if they rebuild, it'll never be the same experience.
Well, the sad thing is they had an architecture expert on one of the channels I was watching, and it really hit me when he said, well, in most of our lifetimes, we'll never see it the way that it was. And that's how long it's going to take to rebuild, which is a really sobering thought.
Well, I have been there a couple of times, actually. I'll give you my reflection on it. Old building goes back to the, some parts of it go back 1,200 years.
15 years old, yeah. 850.
The largest part of it, I mean the 12th century, yeah, 800 and some odd years old. I remember having, the last time my daughter and I were there, we took the train over from London because she just wanted to go to Paris for the day. And you can pretty, you know, there's some subtle things here about Brexit that play into it if you think it through. But as far as the actual experience of going there, I remember there's a little restaurant kind of right almost at the back door of Notre Dame, and Megan wanted to go in and have lunch there. And I remember any time I've ever been in France, they just don't like Americans. In Paris, rest of France is fine, but in Paris, if you don't speak the language, well, Megan fortunately speaks French quite well. So in this little restaurant, and she ordered and did all the stuff, and we were handled quite nicely. And I remember just kind of looking at that building, and because I'm one of these people, when I went to Stratford-on-Avon, I pinched myself and say things about, went with my wife, if only the walls could talk, or things like that. You feel so small. There's so much history. There's so much there that has gone on that, and we think 800 years is a long time, or 1,200 years. It really isn't in the light of eternity, but as far as what this thing means to civilization, sort of Western civilization, it is almost incalculable. The thing that I was trying to figure out, and you ladies all touched on it, I think, a little bit, the treasures that are there. This is a Catholic church. Is it not? Is it official?
Yes.
Catholic Church? Is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. So, under the circumstances, given the fact that Selma Hayek's husband, who's what he does, I forget, but I know
he's the head of LVMH. That's Louis Vuitton and Moët and Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's,
all right.
He's
so,
a baller.
No big deal.
Yeah. Right.
No big.
Yeah. Well, but the fabulous thing is that people will open up their pocketbooks. People will come to the rescue, whether you can ever really recreate that which was there. Maybe you can recreate the feeling, because it's a sort of mental thing when you go in and you look around and, yeah, you're impressed by all that's there. I remember wandering around in Ireland a couple of weeks ago to some of these old castles that are there and what went on and who lived how. It is there's a psychological thing. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with it. I will say this, and then I will probably move on to other things. What bothers me about this is that there is such treasure there, and it sort of reminds me a little bit about the treasure that's underneath the Vatican, which never gets applied to help the people who are Catholics or the artifacts, the things that are precious, whether they are Catholic in origin or whether they are historical in origin. But it would seem to me, and I don't know this, so I'm asking more than I am speculating, what has the Catholic Church, what has the Pope said about coming to the rescue of this, one of the most precious treasures in the Catholic Church? Jennifer, I would turn to you.
I haven't talked to the Pope yet this morning, but maybe later today I'll be able to get an update. I know that Cardinal Dolan here in the United States made some comments about Notre Dame, and actually during the fire, several churches all the churches were asked to ring their bells to ask people to pray to save Notre Dame. I'm sure that they will be able to rebuild, and because it wasn't a total loss, they'll be able to still have that same feeling and the special nature. I had heard that most of the artifacts were saved, so I think that's good. I would say, less than being bothered about the Catholic Church or organized religion or any of that, I think what bothers me most is that as a historical site, it boggles my mind, and it is completely unfortunate that they didn't have a better plan to protect themselves. And I do think it's a failing, because every building first of all, Notre Dame is a huge target. It was targeted by ISIS several times. Yeah. We know about them. And those attacks.
Yeah.
Well, attempted explosions were there. Yeah, they were trying to blow it up with a car full of explosives. It was also a target for people who want to go after faith-based organizations. So you have extreme Islamic terror that's targeting it, homegrown terror for those people in France. And then you also just have the risk of disaster that can happen at any building that anybody walks into, essentially. And the fact that there wasn't a plan, and that we had to all sit there and watch for 2 hours as this thing just burned, it boggles the mind.
I wasn't being facetious when I said it was France. If you ever France, go back to World War II or go back to the history France.
All their museums are protected. This should have been treated just on the same level of security that the Louvre
has.
That's
the point
that
I'm making.
And all the other.
I think I made my point. What a shame. Let's hope that it does get rebuilt. Let's hope that we can all go back over there and experience some of the same feelings and thoughts that we've had. Good luck to them and how they put this all together, because it is a fabulous, fabulous place. It just is. It's one of those rare, we can go on about it for 24 hours. So hold a good thought and prayers. Yep, thoughts are things, prayers are things. Lots can happen beneficially from people having the same thoughts. Speaking of the same thoughts, may I help you have a good thought about a good night's rest? Because folks at MyPillow here to remind you again about how they guarantee all the products they have. The most comfortable pillows that you will ever own. Most comfortable sheets. Have you tried those Giza sheets yet? All the ladies have. I have. They're fabulous cotton sheets that come from a very unique place along the Nile in Egypt. You've heard of Giza cotton. This is the best. You want the best? You do, if you're constantly waking up and having to fix your sheets every night. You're not getting a comfortable night's rest. You want the best. You need the best. You deserve the best, so get the best. This is just another example of how extremely well thought out and how wonderfully well-run MyPillow is. All the things you need, all the accoutrements for good sleeping. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and get free shipping with the promo code DJV. Free shipping, MyPillow.com. You get up to 55% off on all the things that they have there in the catalog, online at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV. Get yours today, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now I know the competition's very slim to none, and I can tell by looking that he's not the one. He's not the type you said you like. His style is whack. Clothes are bad. Come on, girl, let him go. I want you back. Be a hater if you want to, but I only hate on him because I want you. Say I'm tripping if you feel like, but you without me ain't right. Say I'm crazy if you want to. That's true. I'm crazy about you. You can see I'm breaking down inside because I can see you with another guy.
One of the things that amazes me, in a sense, about music, how people take eight notes and create with all kinds of other investments of ideas to come up with something like this. I don't even think, I just am not that knowledgeable about Justin Timberlake's music as an individual and with NSYNC.
You're lucky because I teach a class every Saturday at the Learning Annex, so you can come by sometime if you want.
Okay, that'll be good. So Jennifer and Victoria and Karen, Doug and you, listening in to Justin Timberlake, who took to social media yesterday to have a sort of love fest for four-fifths of NSYNC, reuniting during Ariana Grande's headlining Coachella set. During the show, the rest of the boy band reunited to perform Makes Me Ill, which is, I believe, what you're listening to here, part of which featured in the bridge of Ariana's hit Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, and their classic 98 smash Tearing Up My Heart without Timberlake, who had just wrapped his 115-show Man of the Woods tour the night before in Connecticut, reposting a photo of his bandmates with Ariana after their surprise performance Sunday night. Justin wrote, "You guys killed it last night." And at least one of the bandmates took notice of the post. Chris Kirkpatrick commented, "Was a lot of fun, but Justin Timberlake was definitely missed. Love you, brother." Last time NSYNC reunited publicly was to get their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in April of last year, about a year ago at this time, as a matter of fact. So do they all get along? All the brothers
apparently
here get along?
They do. They seem to have a text message group that they kind of all joke about, so I guess there's some juicy stuff in there that they'll never tell.
Yeah. Okay. So then we feel good about this. This was nice. I've forgotten Coachella.
People at Coachella lost their minds, so I guess it was a good time.
Jennifer wishes she was there.
No, Stagecoach is more my scene. But there was a big fire at Coachella this weekend in the camping area. That had to be kind of scary.
Ooh, didn't know that. Jeez. So, all right, all kinds of music news there. Let's speak of music news. Aretha in the news. The Queen of Soul has been honored with a special Pulitzer for her decades of achievement. The Pulitzer Prize people announced the honor yesterday at the Pulitzer Prize for Arts, Drama, and Music, naming Franklin a winner for her indelible contribution to American music and culture for more than five decades. She died last August, you'll remember, 76. Her passing mourned not only here but all around the world. A lot of people turned out for her funeral. She sold millions and millions and millions of albums and was a real icon of my generation. She left behind about $60 million to her family. Such a special award citation from the Pulitzers is kind of rare, actually, if you go back over the history. In 2007, a citation was given to John Coltrane, the jazz composer. Following year, one was given to Bob Dylan. 2010, one went to Hank Williams. In addition to the special citation given to Franklin, Pulitzers also give a special award to the Capital Gazette in Annapolis for courage in responding to a June shooting spree that killed five employees. So that's the latest on the story, the history of Aretha here. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And there is some encouraging news, as word is a number of relics have been saved. While the flames were still raging, Bishop Robert Barron said,
"A building that survived 800 years of revolution and war and everything else, to think that it might be in danger of being destroyed is just overwhelming to me."
Barron was speaking on NBC News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tops the pack of Democratic presidential candidates in a new Emerson poll that shows him ahead of, as yet unannounced, former Vice President Joe Biden, 29-24%. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg comes in third with 9%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Happening this hour, check in on the results of the Boston Marathon, a special day today to celebrate what's on the tube. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV program for this Tuesday, April 16th, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria, what do you have? We have, we've been visiting and talking on the air, off the air about Notre Dame, so yeah. let's move ourselves in a different direction, I'm guessing.
Yep, well, there's an update on that little boy, the 5-year-old boy who fell over who was thrown over the railing of the Mall of America balcony. A man is being held on suspicion of attempted murder. Police have tracked him down. Bloomington Police Chief Jeffrey Pott said he doesn't believe that the suspect, who is a 24-year-old man, knew who the boy was when he tossed him off the mall's third floor where he fell nearly 40 feet. A motive for the attack is still under investigation, and Chief Potts described the scene as gut-wrenching. The boy survived the fall. However, he is in critical condition. He suffered life-threatening injuries, and a GoFundMe page for the boy and his family has already raised $500,000. And in an update, the family friend, his name is Noah Hanneman, who started the GoFundMe, he said that the little boy enjoys playing soccer and hockey and is continuing to fight his courageous battle, and that he's a strong survivor. He also added, he's the sweetest, kindest 5-year-old you will ever meet. This is such a horrific story that basically a stranger walked up to this little boy, saw that he was, I guess, separated from his parents or whatever, and just tossed him over a balcony where he plunged 40 feet. He's lucky to be alive, but what a psychopath. And so as the investigation unfolds, I'm sure, you know, maybe we'll find out what the motive was other than just mental illness. I can't
well,
even imagine.
I heard when I was walking through the Orlando airport last night on my way home, I was watching a story, and I don't even remember what network it was, but apparently this guy has, if I heard the story correctly, some kind of, obviously he's mentally deranged.
Yeah.
He was fighting. He's in one of these, this is one of those things, it's all about me, 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 me. He was angry at his wife, or he and his wife, or somehow or other it was a family fight, if I heard the story correctly. And he was looking, he was thinking about committing suicide. He's in the mall, he was going to jump off the thing himself. And then, for whatever the reason, he didn't have the courage, so he just sees this kid, and he picks him up and throws him over the side.
Well, I've heard that he had come to the mall specifically to kill someone, that he was looking to kill an adult, and then he decided to kill a child instead. I think that's part of the police reporting, actually.
Yeah, but the reason for it, apparently, Jennifer, is that is whatever was going on in his own family, his own stuff.
So according to the officers, I guess he had been coming to that mall, the Mall of America, for a while, and he had made a lot of attempts to talk to women, and he had been rejected, according to investigators.
Maybe that was
The complaint added that rejection caused him to lash out and be aggressive. He had two past convictions, and both of them were for assault at that very mall back in 2015. He threw a glass of water and a glass of tea at a woman who refused to buy him something.
Yeah. Guy's nuts.
And,
but there was this, so
poor
there's
little
that.
Boy, though.
Yeah, and so the kid becomes a victim. You wonder under what circumstances, under what star was he born that it happened to him at all. It's just there are a lot of different things that you can think about. But then we carefully did not mention this man's name, nor would we. The young boy's name is Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda.
No, that's the suspect.
No, that is the suspect.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I didn't say his name.
Right, okay, so there. Again,
I don't think they released
the boy's name.
He's only little boys.
He's only five.
Yeah, he's only five,
right.
So
yeah, okay.
They're keeping all that private.
Mm-hmm. I did a nice job with that then, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Very smooth.
Thank you. Now, listen, I'm a little fogged out after having...
Where are you, by the way?
I'm back on the farm.
Okay.
I've been in the last 48 hours, I have spent 22 hours in an airplane or stuck in an airport. So, but yesterday I had a nice clean bill of health from Dr. Ken, so that was a good experience. And so on we go with the DJV show. There's a part of me that does want to talk more about that, but then I don't want to talk more about it. So let's do just the mental state of people today. Ay, ay, ay. I saw a lot of that wandering around the airports the last couple of days. I was in two of the nation's biggest, three of the nation's biggest air, four, Boston, Dallas, Orlando, and Washington. And it's very interesting to see the different tone. I never felt, well, I shouldn't say never, but the going through Dallas on Sunday was one of the most unpleasant experiences. Maybe it's because it was so loud, so many people there, so much disorganization.
Yeah, you weren't the only one. I talked to another person yesterday who was also in Dallas, was supposed to come back to Philadelphia and was stuck there overnight for, I think, 12 hours, had to sleep in the airport, and then got on the flight, and they had to wait another 2 hours to leave because apparently there was hail damage to, like, 47 different planes or something like that. I don't know if you had hail damage on your plane, but
not well, we had. We sat on the runway for 2.5 hours. After the plane was 4.5 hours late, they pushed the plane back, and the pilot discovered that there was a bulb that was burnt out on one of the taillights. So they decided they had two options, whether to go fly to Orlando and fix it there, or whether to fix it on the tarmac on the Dallas runway. So they opted to, great brilliant management, they opted to do it on the runway in Dallas. So another 2.5 hours it took. It's like I wanted to rename it Polish Airlines instead of American Airlines because it took them 2.5 hours to change a light bulb on a plane. And the people in the...
Why would that be Polish?
Because how many Polish people does it take to change a light bulb? You never heard that joke? Never heard
I've heard
that joke.
Many other variations of that joke.
Wow.
All right, let's keep moving here. Today is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Perfect! Everybody except Kara is celebrating. Fabulous.
Yeah, this is what we do every day.
I was very upset. I didn't see this until after I had already left this morning, and I wanted to go back upstairs and put on my pajamas.
Put on your pajamas. This is the day after tax day. Wearing pajamas to work day will help you relieve some financial stress, perhaps. Not sure who made wear pajamas.
Save on some wardrobe, at least.
Yeah, right. It's becoming nationally and virally very popular. Even celebrities have been spotted rocking sleepwear while out and about. It goes back to the 1700s, or at least pajama glamour does. Masquerade ball attendees, actresses, ladies of the evening began incorporating pajama trousers into their wardrobe. More respectable women continue to look down on such fashion. Yes, let's stick down my nose on that. In 1911, pajamas went mainstream in France. A courtier named Paul Poiret, how's that, pretty good, huh? Paul Poiret was one of the first people, you're all chuckling to yourself, go ahead, just laugh out loud. One of the first people to create pajama outfits intended for use beyond just going to bed, which was a step on their path toward widespread acceptance back in the 1920s. Gabrielle Chanel, Coco, known as Coco Chanel, made beach pajamas popular. By the end of the decade, a lot of women wore these outfits on their summer beach vacations. The 20s, a very interesting garb wear. Around just before the Depression, very the 19, the Roaring 20s, they were called, and part of it was the fashion of the era. Fast forward to the 2000s, a lot of informal dress. Designers like Ralph Lauren, Giorgio Armani brought pajama-style clothing outside of the bedroom and into daytime and evening wear. I don't know. I guess you do. You see sweats all the time when you travel. People go to the mall. People go here and there.
I don't like it. I don't know, especially when you travel, there used to be like the sense of you would dress up a little bit, and now people actually show up in their pajamas to go on a flight.
Yeah.
And I hate that. That's very true. Low rent.
Yeah, it's really, it's gauche.
Tim Gunn called it the crapification of America, and I never forgot that, and I totally agree. He said, if you need to wear your pajamas to the airport, then turn around and just go back to bed. You don't really need to be out in public if you can't put the effort in of taking your pajamas off.
Usually, if you're in the plane, and this is the voice of somebody who travels a lot, people in pajamas usually smell as well. You don't want to sit next to them.
Ew.
They smell. They do.
It's gross.
They smell. Sweatpants and stuff. Smell. They smell. Yesterday was the running of the Boston Marathon, and Lawrence Shirono of Kenya won the men's race. 2 hours, 7 minutes, 59 seconds. Windy, rainy conditions, kind of like last year. But then it got warmer, rainier, and more humid as the race went on. Two-time winner Lalisa Is it DeCisa? Lalisa DeCisa? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Your guess is as good as ours.
It looks pretty good. I like the way it's kind of romantically sounds. Lalisa DeCisa. She won in 2:08, drew it right behind, by second, the male winner. And Kenneth Kipokomio, I don't know how to pronounce his name, finished second. I think this was a guy. Lalisa DeCisa is a guy.
How about congratulations to all the winners?
The winners, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're all Ethiopian names. You don't know male, female, who's what. But a lot of men. The Americans were way behind, it looks like.
I thought we were like third. I thought we had a...
Kenneth. Well, you can't tell it by the name. Kip Kimoi.
American.
Oh, no, the first
Jordan
American was seventh.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Scott Fobel, right?
No, yeah. American Jordan Hussey finished in third place, so you were right.
Oh, okay.
At the bottom of our page.
Kip Kimoi.
Jordan Hussey.
We had another American who was eighth place.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Look, lots of people won, and they're all faster runners than all of us.
Date. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yippee!
Yay!
All right. Television news. I said last night when I came home, it was late, and I got into bed, and I turned on the Tonight Show. I just turned on the TV while I was brushing my teeth, and I see Jimmy Kimmel And I'm about to click, and I see Cher's going to be there. Oh, okay. So if there, I can't tell you that in my mind there's a more iconic professional entertainer than Cher in the entire world. I think she is number one in recognition. Can we think of somebody who's more well-known or more accomplished? She's got everything now, this thing with the theater. She's in New York. That's what she was there to promote. They did a karaoke thing, which was awful. And then instead of Jimmy Fallon talking to Cher and getting her to tell some stories, he's busy singing and talking about himself. And, Jesus, I don't know where this guy... It was awful.
We've never seen anyone else who likes to sing and talk over all the stories.
No, never saw that.
Nobody
before.
Here.
No one here.
This is not about me. This is about him.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That's what I like, is support from my staff. Don't you love that, folks?
Well, maybe
perfect.
If you call us your staff is part of the problem.
Well, manner of speaking. All right, so what else have we got? Now that they got shot down on my share report from Jimmy Kimmel, although she looked
Fallon.
Great. It was fun to see her. It was just not fun to do all that other stuff. HBO's Big Little Lies revealing season 2 in a trailer. I don't know that much about this show. Who watches this show, Big Little Lies?
This show is phenomenal.
HBO, you like it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, kind of okay. Cast. I didn't know what the show was called. Yeah.
And
okay.
Now Meryl Streep is added to season 2.
Shailene Woodley. Yeah. Okay, this is a good show, actually. I didn't know what it was called, but when is it back? June 9th?
June 9th, yeah.
Okay. So Reese Witherspoon's in it. I like the character she plays. Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman. I like the character she plays. Shailene Woodley. Those are the original ones. Right?
Mm-hmm. And Zoe Kravitz, too.
All right. And now Meryl Streep is in on it. So June 2nd. There you go.
9th.
All right. What else, Jennifer, do you have? What did I say? June 2nd?
It's all right. June 9th. We'll just follow along and just kind of correct
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'm still apparently...
Like human whiteout.
My brain on the plane.
All right.
Jennifer. What's on tonight?
Some big stories tonight, actually. The big interview with Dan Rather has its season premiere on Access TV. He's going in-depth with Steve Perry. How about that? Former Journey frontman for season 7 of this program. And that's at 8 o'clock on Access TV. Also of note, there's a series premiere coming up on ABC. It's called Bless His Mess. It looks like a cute show. It's Dax Shepard and Lake Bell. They star as a married couple who lived in the city, and they take on a farm in Nebraska, and apparently it's kind of a money pit. So you'll see them go through their fish out of water adventures. Yeah, that looks cute on ABC. Brand new series premiere at 9:30. And then also on ABC tonight, The Rookie has their season finale already, and we don't know if the show's going to get renewed. Hopefully it will. I think all of us like it. Nathan Fillion and his training officer, Talia, are going to respond to a homicide call. Then they'll find out that it's actually perhaps a terror attack, or a terror plot that they stumbled into. Rounding out the night on ABC, start things off at 8 o'clock with American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right and Blackish, CBS All New Tonight, NCIS at 8, FBI at 9, and then NCIS New Orleans at 10. On the CW, The Flash is new tonight, followed by Roswell. On Fox, MasterChef Junior and Mental Samurai All New. NBC has The Voice as someone advances ahead in the competition, and A Brand New Village.
All right. Lots of things to do if you want to watch TV tonight. A lot of good shows to watch. 10 before the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com.
and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time for Tuesday. Sorry, Keelan, I'll stumble and bumble my way through this. I'll be very quiet, actually. I'll not embarrass myself, but as I may have off and on during the last hour, because it's wake-up time. And the first story focuses on Lyft. I told you that I actually have the app now to use both Lyft and Uber, because all of you have said Lyft was better than Uber. So now, what are they doing that adds to their betterment here?
Well, this is a bad story for Lyft. So they have had to pull all of their on-demand electric bicycles in New York, D.C., and San Francisco after riders have reported issues with the brakes, and some of the riders have actually flipped over the front handlebars after a braking problem that caused the front wheel to lock up. So one of the riders actually broke his hip, and the New York Times reported that there have been dozens of these injuries. However, Lyft, I guess, was a little bit slow to acknowledge them. So now they've pulled 3,000 of these electric bicycles from service. They'll be replaced with regular bikes. Altogether, Lyft operates 20,000 bikes in those three cities. It's a mix of electric and regular models, and so the electric ones are the ones that had the problem with the braking that's been locking up. And so Lyft said that they're hard at work on a new pedal assist bike, and they're going to try to roll out a new model soon. Lyft last year became the largest bike share operator in the United States. It acquired Motivate, and which are they're the owners of New York City Bike and DC's Capital Bike Share. So they expanded its for hire bikes to cities including Chicago, Boston, and Portland. This is obviously a very, very popular thing in all major cities now. And in addition to ride sharing and bikes, Lyft has expanded into carpooling and scooter rentals. I still cannot believe that those electric scooters are even legal. We talked about it maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. that there have been so many accidents that the CDC is looking into those electric scooters. These are the ones, you know, they're made by Bird and there's other different brands, and they're just, people just leave them wherever. All over Nashville, when my girlfriends and I were walking all around the town, the whole town is littered with these electric scooters, and they're just, they're so dangerous. I still don't understand how they're even allowed. But
they're all over L.A., too.
Yeah,
all
they are. They're
just leave them against telephone poles, light bulbs.
Yeah,
light
they're in the people leave them in the middle of sidewalks and all around Vanderbilt. It was nuts. So anyway, so according to Lyft's IPO prospectus, Lyft's share in the market of U.S. ride hailing spiked to 39% last December, and that's up from 22% just 2 years ago. So they have definitely made some significant strides in the market share, especially up against Uber, which just filed paperwork last week for what is expected to be the biggest public offering of 2019. And there are a lot of other tech stories that we'll be talking about throughout this year with companies going public, including Pinterest, Slack, and Postmates. So this is, you know, probably a little bit of a ding for Lyft, but probably not enough to put them out of business. But just be very careful. If there are still electric bikes in your city, don't use them for right now. Just get on the regular bike.
There you go. Apple canceling their air power charging mats. Let's find out what the story is there.
The Geek Out.
Pour one out as Apple has canceled the AirPower wireless charging mat. Now, it was first announced back in 2017 when they added wireless charging to the iPhone, but 18 months later, Apple has had to admit defeat. Now, I know wireless charging pads are pretty common these days, but Apple had made a promise of a pad that was capable of wirelessly charging up to 3 devices at the same time, but it ran into technical hurdles and there was rumors of overheating dating back as early as last summer. Oddly, the company just announced new AirPods featuring wireless charging. So if you are waiting for an Apple AirPower, sorry about that. If it makes you feel any better, we posted a link to an article with the best wireless chargers that are for sale on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get back to the track here, Victoria, with a story about Amazon. What's new there?
Amazon's reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service, and we don't know the specific details yet, but Billboard magazine reported that this new service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which still leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speakers, so you'll hear those ads, and it should be available as soon as the end of this week. Music is actually a robust portion of Amazon's business, even though we don't think of it that way, but Amazon says that they have tens of millions of active subscribers each month, and U.S. Prime members will have access to a select catalog of music that's free, and you can also buy a larger monthly subscription ranging from $3.99 to $9.99 a month.
Ah, all right, so there it is, a little technical knowledge for the day. This is the DJV program, 59 at the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.